Be seated, please. In Jeremiah, God speaks directly to the prophet, telling him and us that God is both near at hand and far off, and that this intimate and remote God is not impressed with declarations of false prophets. Those are the ones who say, I have dreamed, only to use that declaration for their own benefit and for infighting among themselves. Such easy declarations, God tells Jeremiah, are mere distractions from the revelation of God's true nature. In the psalm, God says, save the weak and the orphans, defend the humble and needy, rescue the weak and the poor, delivering them from the wicked. God is defender of the defenseless and the one who stands against those who would exploit the vulnerable. The reading from Hebrews is a continuation of what we've been reading, a continuation of that author's reflection on the nature of faith. I'll say more about that in a minute. Then in a kind of surprise, a seeming reversal, Luke records this declaration from Jesus, I've come to bring fire and division to the world. Not what we've been reading in the earlier readings, nor what we've come to expect to come from Jesus' mouth. So this is the picture of God sketched out for us in the collect and the first two readings in the psalm. The Supreme Being, Spirit of the cosmos, a God far off, who is involved in the life of this world, in the lives of us human beings in it. This God is so involved as to enter the world as a human being, a man who is willing to sacrifice himself in order to save us from our sins, from ourselves, to show us what a truly selfless and godly life is. Now that is a God nearby, to use Jeremiah's term. This is the God whom the psalmist describes as being on the side of the weak, who favors the orphan, the humble, the needy, who stands against the wicked and rescues the weak and the poor from the hands of the wicked. In this psalm, God says that we are gods, even though we're mortal. And that certainly is an echo of the creation story about our having been made in the image of God, of our being called to live out that selfless life modeled for us by Jesus. So how do we reconcile Jesus' message of fire and division with these readings about advocacy and help for the helpless? Jesus, I believe, is telling all of us who follow him that when it comes to siding with the poor, be they ragged, unkempt, disorderly, or with those who would exploit them for gain, be they urbane, well-presented, and hyper-orderly, we are to side with those who have no one on their side. It might seem counterintuitive in a world, a culture that prizes success above almost everything else and takes those outward conditions as proof of success. More than that, proof of God's love. I said I'd return to the Hebrews reading, that business of running with perseverance the race that is set before us. That's the definition that author offers us in today's reading. That faith is endurance, enduring in the example of Christ, even when, and maybe especially when, that is not the popular thing to do. And the goal of the race is not just some elusive heaven after we die, like the trophy at the end of a sprint, even a relay race. But the satisfaction of having run the race and finished, much like the finisher's award at the end of a marathon. We are the marathoners who receive the finisher's medal for having run in good faith, striving to emulate those traits of God in Jesus as are set forth in today's readings. Heaven is God's business alone. We are simply to run the race, encouraging each other along the way. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.
Amen.